This is Toilet Reviews, bringing you a number two review while you leave a number two on the toilet. Welcome to the show. Hello, benvenuti to another episode of Toilet Reviews. While today is a little later than I wanted to do my next episode from the last one, but you know, we're here, we're going for it. And it was a little sporadic. Someone called me out on it yesterday. They're like, when's the next episode? And the fact that anybody is listening is a miracle. But today we're talking about some of my favorite things from Italy. I was at a local Italian market here called Mediterranean Market and bought a couple things that remind me of Christmas in Italy. Notably, pandoro, which is a bread, like a sweet bread that people eat during Christmas. Some chinotto, which is a very popular soda in Italy. And just a couple days before, I bought a Bialetti coffee maker. And these things make me feel close to Italy in a lot of ways because they are things that scream Italy that aren't very common here. Longtime listeners of the podcast know I've lived in Italy for a couple of years, so I have a lot of good memories and things that I like to hold close to. And these three things are all things I learned to love in Italy. Each of these three things I didn't care about that much when I first started. And we're going to start with the Bialetti coffee maker, which is a classic of Italy, but something I hated. I didn't drink coffee, and I don't drink coffee still, but I drink caffè orzo, which is, it's like coffee, but the decaf version for people, it's not just decaf coffee because it has no coffee beans. It's roasted barley is what it is. So you still have grounds, and yeah, you use a Bialetti coffee maker, which if you don't know what that is, you will recognize it when you see a picture of one. I'll post one on the Instagram, but it has the picture of the mustachioed man pointing up, and it's this, you know, like metal coffee maker, stovetop coffee maker, where you put the water in the bottom chamber. Then there's a filter in the middle where you fill it with your grounds, whether it's coffee grounds or orzo, whatever you put in. And then there's an upper chamber. And when the water heats up enough below, it sucks up through the grounds and into the upper chamber. These are commonly very small, used for high like intensity, like an espresso is ideally what this would be used for. And orzo as a whole, which is what I drink, is very bitter, like very, very bitter. And I didn't like this at first, but after 2 years of really wanting to embrace this culture, I just tried it more and more, maybe added a tiny bit of like chocolate powder at the beginning to make it a little more tasty, a tiny bit of almond milk, oat milk, whatever you use, and then started dipping biscotti in it. And that is like, for some people, breakfast in Italy, right? Like an espresso, some biscotti, and you're good to go. And I decided to embrace that because it was delicious. And now I love it. I've owned a couple Bialetti since I've been home. I've ruined one via putting it in a dishwasher, but you know, we're not going to do that again. And they have a cool history. I mean, these things started being made in the early 1900s. The Bialetti shop as a whole, making just different aluminum products, started in 1919. And the first Moka, which is like their, that's what they call their coffee maker, launched in 1933. So, you know, 90 years of Bialetti coffee makers is pretty cool. And the mustachioed man on the logo appeared in the late 1950s. So it's been around for a long time and is a classic. I highly recommend it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll recognize it when you see it, I promise you. And then that leads us to chinotto, which is a popular soda in Italy. Anyone I've given it to has hated it pretty much. I don't think, I'm trying to think of people in the States I've given it to have actually enjoyed it. And it's very, very few. I buy this somewhat regularly. Like, it's a little more expensive. They come in the tiny glass bottles that are probably like 200 milliliters or something like that. And it's like $2 a bottle. So it's not just like I have it in my fridge at all times, but I do like to get it every now and then when I go to the Italian market. And it is just the most bitter soda you'll ever have. Chinotto is actually a fruit that grows in Italy. It's a citrus, and it's just, Yeah, mouth puckeringly sour and bitter. And the soda very much follows that front. And I don't know what to say about it. These are things that I just did not like when I first arrived. And now I love them so much. It reminds me of being there and just, I don't know, it's great. And that also, this soda is also very old, coming up on 90 years as well, invented in the 1930s. So it's been around for a long time, often known as like the soft drink of Italy because it is unique to Italy. In fact, if you've been to Epcot in Disney World back, I don't know if they still do this, but when they had the soda stations from around the world, Kinoto would have been featured there. And just a very, very bitter soda that I just come back to time and time again. Pandoro is a type of bread. It really means bread of gold. And it's a very common bread to eat during Christmas. We have pandoro and panettone. Panettone is like, looks like a giant like muffin almost with candied things inside of it. While pandoro is just like a sweet bread, nothing inside of it, at least traditionally. It comes in like, you know, they always come in these nice, beautiful boxes. Once again, check the Instagram reviews for the toilet if you want to see kind of what it looks like, at least from the box perspective. And you would put it in a bag and pour in powdered sugar, and then you grab the bag and just shake it, and it just layers, you know, the powdered sugar perfectly over the entire bread. I really like this one more than panettone because it's just sweet, tasty, so good. They're in the shape of a star, and the history of this goes back pretty far. Pandoro itself is from the late 1800s, but there was a bread made in Venice in the 15th century that would be shaped this same way, and they'd put gold on top, so it would literally be called pan de oro, which is, yeah, bread of gold. And then in the late 1800s, this star-shaped sweet bread came to be in Verona, which is part of the Venetian like empire, like region-wise, and it, you know, took the name Pandoro. And it's a classic of Italy. I have even been to a church service before where they used Pandoro as the sacramental bread because they were out of all other bread. You can't make this stuff up, but people do this, and it's a delicious bread, very tasty, and it's something that is unique to Christmas time. If you have an Italian local market where you live, there's a good chance they'll sell them. They will be wildly expensive here. I paid $27 for this Pandoro, which is not how much it should cost, but that's where we're at today. And it just reminds me of being there. It reminds me of the holidays in Italy. I really loved living in Italy during Christmas because in a place that Christianity is so large, of course, with you know, the heart of Catholicism being there, a lot of people aren't very centered towards that. Like, it's just more of a cultural thing than like a personal belief for a lot of these people, which is fine. That's not a problem. But during Christmas, everything changes a little bit. The decorations in the cities, the churches are much like brighter and things like that. Like, it is a unique time. And I got to go to midnight mass both the Christmases I lived in Italy, and it was so great, you know, shaking hands with these people, just sending holiday wishes to people, was something very beautiful and something I miss. And, you know, I'd love to go back and visit during Christmas one day because it is a special time and a very special place to me. And, you know, it's kind of hard to give these things a rating based on just what they are, but like on a taste scale, you know, bitter out of 10 for the first two and sweet out of 10 on the last one. So there you go. Try yourself something new. Look up a tradition to where you're from, where your ancestors come from. Look up a holiday tradition and try something new this holiday season. I think you'll be surprised at what you find and what you can learn and feel from that. The national day today is Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day, December 8th. This is crazy. I really want to go out now and just people watch and see if I can find anyone pretending to be a time traveler, because this has never occurred to me. I would love to hear if this has occurred to somebody, whether you've participated in, or if you celebrate in private, that's fine. I respect that. But I would love to hear a story about someone pretending to be a time traveler today. Thank you for listening to Toilet Reviews. We'll see you on the next one. Have a good weekend. Bye.